thomasofgod.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hey, Sister Mary. You got something for me today?
Yes, Brother Thomas. I understand, according to Romans 5 and 25, where it speaks that Christ's death upon the cross paid for our past sins that we committed up to the point where a person comes to Christ. But how does God deal with our present sin and our future sins that we may commit?
Well, Sister Mary, we understand that Christ was punished for our sins by dying on the cross. But did you know that the life he lived here upon this earth was to cover our present sins? Let me explain. Christ's death fulfilled or completed the death penalty that the law of God requested of those who are unable to keep it perfectly. You see, in the Old Testament, God charged the children of Israel in Deuteronomy 28:1-68, that if they would keep the law of God and all its ordinances, that he would bless them with his goodness. But the condition to receive God's goodness was to keep not just some, but all of God's law. Not one, not six, but all. In other words, they had to be perfect. Men throughout the ages have taken that challenge, and many have failed. Great men, the religious men, and very moral men and women have taken the challenge, and with great strength only to fail in their attempt, beaten and worn, they lie defeated, not being able to keep perfectly all the law of God. In other words, they came short of their goal to receive God's goodness. This is what is meant by Romans 3:24, for all have sinned, are disobeyed, and come short of the glory of God. The word sin means disobey. There has not ever been one person born on this earth who has been able to keep all the law perfectly, so that they may be able to receive God's goodness over their life. You see, we all have broken the law of God, even from youth. The law of God says, do not disobey your parents, and yet we have all, in our youth, of course. The law of God is love, and we have all broken God's law of love. You see, love will be obedient to its parents. Love will not commit adultery against his wife or her husband. Love will not lie or be dishonest. Love will not be selfish. And, of course, love is not easily angered and be hateful and will not fight. You see, we have all been declared guilty by the law of God or by the love of God. We cannot receive God's goodness by meeting the law's demands to be perfectly obedient. The law condemns man as guilty. So, you see, like Romans 3:20, by the deeds of the law of man, there shall no person be declared right or good in God's sight. In verse 19 of Romans 3, it says, by the law of God, all the world will be declared guilty before God. So, how does a person receive the goodness of God if it cannot be earned? Well, it is a gift, even to those who are believers. Notice Romans 3:21. But now the goodness of God without the law is now revealed. You ask, how? Since no man can keep the whole law. Christ's death is the substitute death for the believer. Well, Christ's life that he lived here upon this earth is a substitute life for the believer as long as he lives on this earth. You see, he is the only person who has lived and kept the whole law perfectly, day by day, even unto death, the death of the cross. You see, because Christ did meet the conditions of the law, God the Father has given Christ the goodness of God that comes by the law. Notice Romans 5:9-10 in verse 9. It states that by Christ's death, our sins or our inability to keep the law is forgiven and keeps us safe from God's wrath. But then, in verse 10, it says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more," notice the word much more being reconciled or being made right with God, "we shall be saved," are kept safe, "by His life." Moses says we are made right with God by Christ's death, but then it says, while standing right with God by His Son, we are kept safe by Christ's life. The word "saved" in this verse in the Greek means to keep safe. And again, notice it says even much more. In other words, much more than by His death are we saved, even much more by His life are we kept safe. Notice also, now look at Romans 5:19. "For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made right." Before we get started on Romans 5:19, let's emphasize. Notice verse 5:9, how it speaks that by His death we are saved or kept safe from God's wrath because of His death is the substitute for our death, or for our inability to keep the law of love or the law of God. But then, while we are then right with God by His Son's death for us, verse 10 says we are kept right or kept continually safe from God's wrath by the perfect obedient life that He lived for us here while He lived on this earth. Now notice it says in 5:19 that by one's obedience, which is Christ's perfect obedience, shall many be made right, or by His perfect life to God's law, He received God's goodness and was Himself declared good by God. And so He gives to us as a gift His good life that He lived, and also gives to us the goodness of God that comes by His having kept perfectly the law. It is all a gift. Notice Romans 5:16-17. "And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive an abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." How do we receive the goodness of God if it is not earned by us? Look at Romans 3:21-22. "But now the goodness of God without the law is revealed, even the goodness of God which comes not by the law, but by the faith or the unmovableness seen by perfect obedience that proceeds from Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe." The word "of" in the Greek means that which proceeds from, and faith here is not referring to man's faith, but by the faithfulness of Christ, which is referring to the fact that He did not move from obeying God to disobeying God. But His life that He lived was perfectly steady, or unmoved, or obedient. Now these two verses are saying that God's goodness, which once came by the law, comes now by the perfectly obedient life of Christ, lived on this earth even unto death. And it is given to those who first come by way of the cross, and believing upon Christ as Lord and Savior. Then His life is yours as a substitute for yours to keep you safe. Now Christ's perfect life now covers the Christian and the life he now lives. And when God looks upon us, He sees us as perfect, having not committed one sin in our life after coming to Christ. because he sees Christ's perfect life instead of our life that we now live. This is what Colossians 3:3 is saying, "For we are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." This is what we call positional reality. After Christ, positionally, we stand right with God as not being able to sin or disobey. Now, Christ came to complete the demands of the law, and he did. The law demands death by those who are unable to keep perfectly all the law. So Christ's death is a gift to us and a substitute for our penalty for not being able to keep the law. And then the law demands perfect obedience, and he also met the demand and lived a perfect obedient life keeping all the law. So look at Romans 4:15. "Because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no breaking of the law." If Christ's life meets the perfect life demand, and since his life is the substitute for our life, then we are no longer under the finger of the law, because God sees us perfect. So we positionally cannot and will never break the law. Christ did away with the law to the believer by his perfect life that he lived for us when he was here upon this earth. Do you understand, Sister Mary?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net. Thank you.